Good morning, everyone. Good morning. Good to see you all out here on a day when people have been predicting such problems. Over the past few months, we've been considering what Jesus was telling his disciples in what's called the Sermon on the Mount. And of course, he continues to tell us the same things through our reading of the Bible. So in Matthew 5, Jesus tells us, don't murder. And he says that if we get very angry and upset with someone, we have already committed murder. Even although, of course, the person is still alive. What we are thinking and feeling in our heart and mind is what is most important. Matthew 5 goes on to say the same sort of thing about adultery. We can commit adultery by our physical actions, but we...
我们所理解的奸淫一般都是有具体的身体的动作才是一种罪。But
we can also commit adultery in our heart and mind, in our thinking.
但是耶稣基督说，我们看见过去的动作里面，就是心里面有犯罪。God,
of course, sees our hearts and knows whether we are obeying his law, regardless of what we show and do on the outside. And Jesus says the same things, the same kind of things about divorce and making vows and about taking revenge.
离婚、论婚姻、论起诉、论报复一系列的争论。And
there's just one more issue to look at the end of chapter 5.
今天我们一起来看第五章，关于一系列争论的最后一个争论。So
we'll look at that section first, and then a little later we'll go back to an earlier section of the chapter which we haven't talked about before.
今天我们会先讲，先来展开五章最后一段讲论的讨论，然后我们回到前面一段经文，是论律法和恩典一段来结束。So
if we can turn to Matthew chapter 5, verses 43 to 47.
请大家一起打开圣经马太福音五章，我们一起来读43节到47节。
And read together.
你们听见有话说，当爱你的邻舍，恨你的仇敌。只是我告诉你们，要爱你们的仇敌，为那逼迫你们的祷告，这样就可以做你们天父的儿子。因为他叫日头照好人，也照歹人，降雨给义人，也给不义的人。 你们若单爱那爱你们的人，有什么赏赐呢？就是税吏不也是这样行吗？你们若单请你弟兄的安，比人有什么长处呢？就是外邦人不也
也是这样行吗？
所以你们要完全像你们的天父完全一样。
Now you may well notice that this follows the same kind of pattern that Jesus has used as he's spoken about the previous five subjects.
So we can see this final discussion with the previous discussion the discussion model is identical.
So Jesus says, "You have heard it said, but I say."
But the 一开始的模式都是你们听见有话说为开始，然后说，只是我告诉你们为结束。
You have heard it said, love your neighbor and hate your enemies.
一开始耶稣说，你们听见有话说，当爱你的邻舍，恨你的仇敌。
But I say, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you.
然后耶稣接下来说，只是我告诉你。要爱你们的仇，为那逼迫你们的祷告。
Did you notice why Jesus says we should love our enemies?
你们有没有看出，从经文里看出，耶稣说要爱你们仇敌的理由？
Verse 46 tells us, so that you may become children of your Father in heaven.
其实应该是45节，他说这样就可以做你们天父的孩子。
As we've already been thinking this morning, we aren't saved by what we do.
我们要知道一点，我们不是因为我们行为够好而被拯救的。
But we are saved by faith, by trusting in Jesus.
我们永远。一直也是，永远是因为我们信靠基督耶稣而得救。
But as we are saved, we should become more and more like Jesus and God the Father.
基督耶稣拯救我们的阶段，是让我们不断的越来越活像基督，活出天父的样子。
I'm sure we are all aware how many children come to be like their parents.
在属世上，我们看到孩子他们会越来越像他们的父母。
Sometimes people laugh about how similar my son is, in the way he thinks and acts compared with me.
有时候很多人就是在那里他们开玩笑，就是看伊恩牧师他的儿子跟他在思维和行动上是多么的相像。
So, what is our spiritual father like?
我们属灵的天父阿爸他是怎样的？
What is Jesus like?
我们的长兄基督耶稣他是怎样的？
The answer is shown by what we've been thinking about these last couple of weeks about Easter.
所以我们通过过去两周复活节的意义向我们彰显基督耶稣的荣耀。
Jesus was pure, holy, sinless.
我们的救主，我们的掌主，基督耶稣，他是完美无瑕，完全圣洁，完全无罪的圣子。
But he was crucified, murdered.
但是他却为我们的罪。
Even although he had not done wrong or deserved any punishment.
尽管在十字架上被钉死，绝对不应该是基督耶稣，而是我们。
While we are sinful and deserve punishment for our sins.
我们是那真正应该被钉死在十字架上，十恶不赦的罪。
Yet, I think we all know that God our Father so loved the world that he sent Jesus to die for us.
天父阿爸出于他的爱和怜悯，竟然将他的独生爱子赐给。
God
in one way.
God could have just left us to live in hell as a result of our sin.
对于天父来说，他完全可以让我们永远沉沦，把我们永远沉沦，不管我，他没有必要来拯救。
But instead, he had a plan of salvation for us in Jesus.
但是他竟然，就像刚才三十二问所说，他竟然出于他的爱和怜悯，赐下独生爱子给我来拯救。
God is an example for us.As a person who loves our enemies, or his enemies.
所以十字架的救赎完美的彰显天父阿爸和基督耶稣爱仇敌的榜样，完美的彰显他们是如何来爱我们这些罪人，甚至为我他的仇敌而死。
We are all rebellious and all.Naturally turn against God, and yet God loved us. Jesus died for us.
在我们在座的每一位信徒以前，我们的天性都是仇恨上帝，我们的天性都是背逆上帝。但是上帝竟然赐下他的独生爱子，为我们这些背逆之子死在十字架上。
So.How can we love our enemies? We can't do this by ourselves. We need to be transformed and keep on being transformed by God's Spirit in us.
只有一个在圣灵里重生得救，被圣灵不断更新的人。他才能依靠圣灵去爱，去做出爱仇敌的决定。
And that means that, as children become like their parents, so we can become more and more like God Himself.
就像我们的子女长大之后会越来越像他的父母，我们这些属灵的儿女，应该是在随着我们生命的成长、信主年岁的成长。
And of course, more and more like Jesus, who is our elder brother. Then this passage goes on to say God makes the sun shine on the good and the bad.
45节继续告诉我们。日头照好人，也照歹人。
It rains on the good and bad.
降雨给义人，也给不义人。
God provides for all people, including those who believe in Him or follow Him.
上帝赐下这样的恩典，给信靠他的，也给仇恨他、不信他的。
Again, that is the nature of our spiritual Father.
这就是天父通过恩典向我们彰显他的爱。
And that's the kind of person each of us should be becoming as the Holy Spirit lives in us and we seek to obey Him day by day.
所以我们因着圣灵内住在我们里，我们完全应该靠着圣灵去活出爱仇敌的生命。
Now, verse 48 says, you must be perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect.
48节是一个非常当心的经文，他说，所以你要完全像你的天父完全一样。
God sets very high standards for us as believers.
上帝给了我们一个圣洁的道路，而不是属世的道路。
But we often fail and sin.
但是我们经常犯罪。
The fact is that we are not yet perfect.
我们的问题就在于我们还没有进入真正无罪的完全。
But as I trust we all know, when we repent and confess our sin, God the Father forgives us our sin.
所以我们今生的模式就是我们会软弱，我们会跌倒，但是我们需要认罪悔改来到神面前。
So we need to ask ourselves, are we seeking to be holy, to be perfect?
我们的问题不在于我们是不是真的能够达到完全，我们的问题就在于我们是否真的渴慕走向圣洁，成为完全，这是我们最需要的。
To become more like Jesus, more like God the Father.
我们是否有个渴慕的心？我们不是说我们做不了，我们就不做了，说我们是否有个渴慕的心？我们愿意去不断的走向圣洁，走向基督，成为完全。
Now I'd like us to go back now and look at verses 17 to 20 in the same chapter.
然后我们现在回到前面的一段经文，是17节到20节，论律法。
This passage underlines the importance of keeping God's law and obeying God in our daily life.
这段经文的重点是让我们看到我们在日常每天的生活中应当遵循，依然应当遵循上帝的旧约时常的律法。
So let's read verses 17 to 20.
咱们一起来读五章十七到二十节。
莫想我来要废掉律法和先知，我来不是要废掉，乃是要成全。我实在告诉你们，就是到天地都废去了，律法的一点一画也不能废去，都要成全。
所以无论何人废掉这诫命中最小的一条，又教训人这样做，他在天国里要称为最小的，但无论何人遵行这诫命，又教训人遵行，他在天国里要称为大。我告诉你们，你们的义若不胜于文士和法利赛人的义，断不能进天国。
So Jesus is saying, don't think I have come to do away with the law and all the Old Testament teachers.
耶稣在这里提醒他的道理，不是要把旧约律法的先知都废掉。
Now, does that mean that the law which is talked about in the New Testament includes all the teachings and the rules of the Old Testament?
但是否这就意味着我们在新约里所遵循的律法，包括在旧约里上帝所赐给以色列百姓的一切的大大小小所有的律法？
And I think the answer is yes and no.
我想答案是是也是不是。
Because there are some rules that we no longer need to keep.
因为我们都清楚地知道，在旧约里的一些礼仪律，我们在新约里不用再遵守。
One of the most obvious ones is that we no longer conduct animal sacrifices.
最明显的例子就是在新约里，我们再也看不到，我们再也不用去用动物来献祭。
We still had to do that law. Every church would have to have a system for these sacrifices.
如果我们还遵循这样的一套用动物来献祭的这套律法，那我们的教会就会出现各种各样的祭坛，各种各样宰杀牲畜的这些祭坛。
Of course, we don't do that because Jesus is the perfect sacrifice.
但是进入新约，当基督耶稣在十字架上成全了献祭的礼仪之后，我们就再也不用去遵循这套动物献祭的仪式，因为 基督耶稣在十字架上已经献向神献上完美的赎罪祭。
And Hebrews tells us he died once for all.
希伯来书明确的跟我们告诉我，他一次献上就永远献上。
I think it's helpful to think about the Old Testament laws having three different categories or kinds of laws.
我们可以把旧约里的律法分成三大类，在某些理论层面上。
There are moral laws or rules.
旧约律法可以分为第一大类道德律
ceremonial laws
礼仪律
and civil laws
还有第三大类是民事
Now moral laws are the fundamental rules if I can call it that about life and death
我想道德律毋庸置疑是我们所有信徒安身立命关乎生死的基本律法。
These are laws that we need to keep in whatever sense, whatever society we live in this world.
所以神所颁布的道德律，不论时代，不论社会，不论环境如何。都是每一个按照上帝形象的人所应当谨守遵行的，不可不用自己的对吗
And these are the laws that will not pass away until this heaven and earth that we live in pass away.
神所颁布的道德律对于所有的信徒来说谨守遵行，直到天地废去。
The Ten Commandments summarize some of the most important of these laws.
所以，上帝通过摩西所颁布的十诫，绝对没有废去，而是我们应当遵守、谨守、遵行的律。
But there are many other laws in the Old Testament that are also moral laws.More than just in the Ten Commandments.
所以以十诫为基础，围绕着十诫，神还颁布了大大小小围绕着十诫的以十诫为精髓的一些具体的一些关乎道德的律法。
And the Sermon on the Mount, which is in Matthew chapter 5-7, is Jesus' explanation of these laws.
其实基督耶稣在马太福音五到七章所颁布的登山宝训，他旧约的基础就是十诫，他是在十诫的基础上，以恩典的光照亮律法，让我们知道我们如何在恩典上来遵行上帝的律法。
Where he's teaching, or correcting the wrong teaching of the scribes and Pharisees.
因为随着时代的演变，那些翻译诠释律法的文士和法利赛人已经把摩西的律法给完全都带偏了。
So moral laws and ceremonial laws.
所以刚才我们讲的是道德律，然后是礼仪律。
Ceremonial laws are the kind of rules which.Given about how to make sacrifices.
礼仪律大部分的重点是教导当时以色列人如何通过怎样的程序和仪式来献祭。
What priests should do and what they should wear.
献祭的律献祭的祭司他们应当遵循如何的动作，穿怎样的衣服。
And there are lots of detailed rules about how those things were to be done in the Old Testament.
纵观整本旧约，我们看到在关于献祭的这件事情上，律 旧约给了我们很多细节上的描述。
But these ceremonial laws, were pictures of what Jesus coming to live and die on earth meant.
旧约里所有的礼仪的描写，当我们看旧约的时候，我们都有一个中心点，都在指向那即将到来的与人的后裔，基督耶稣在十字架上所为我们成全的那最终的献祭。
So they are types of Jesus.
所以旧约的礼仪总结来说都是在预表基督耶稣的救赎。
But now that Jesus has come,
但是随着基督耶稣的到来，
we no longer need to follow any of those rules because they are all completed perfectly in Jesus.
我们新约的子民的呼吸就在于，我们再也不用像旧约的子民那样每年献上赎罪祭，因为基督耶稣在十字架上已经一次而且完全的献上完美的赎罪。
So moral, ceremonial, and what was the last one?
Civil.
Civil. Yes, thank you.
所以我们刚才说的是道德律、礼律，像最后一个第三大类是民事律。
Laws that give order to our society.
对上帝通过民事律来管理我们的社会。
Our society today is obviously completely different to the kind of society they had in Old Testament times.
纵观现在的整个世界，我们的社会的组成、立法和风俗跟旧约已经完全不是一个模式。
For example, Moses didn't have to worry aboutpeople driving cars.
很明显的一个例子，在2500年前，当摩西颁布律法的时候，他根本不会去想教导以色列人该怎样遵循交通规则开始。
So he didn't need to have any rules in the Old Testament about driving cars.
他不会为以色列人制定交通规则的系统。
But imagine what it would be like today if we didn't have a rule about which side of the road to drive your car on.
但是对于生活在21世纪的我们来说，如果没有交通规则，没有规定我们开车的时候靠哪边开。
And really, it is good to have a rule that says you can't drive your car so fast that you are likely to.Hit someone and kill someone.
如果没有交通规则规定我们在什么路段有什么时速，以避免交通规则的话，那将是多么大的灾难。
We need a law about warrant of fitness so that we keep cars in good order so that people are not unnecessarily hurt.
所以，我们也需要政府来制定规则，让我们的车去进行年检。保证我们的车辆质量安全，行驶安全。
So different societies need different kinds of rules.
所以每个国家、每个社会都有自己当前目下针对群众的一些细节。
These rules, need to be based on the moral laws that apply to all societies.
所以民事律的基础从根本上来说是道德律。
So, not all the rules we read about in the Old Testament are permanent rules, in God's law.
所以当我们再来看耶稣基督在这里教训的律法，它并不是所有在律法里、在旧约里所出现的，不论大小的、点点滴滴的律。
But the moral laws what is the New Testament means when Jesus and others say we are to keep the law.
所以纵观整本圣经，圣经让我们看到基督耶稣当他在五章十七到二十节谈论律法，他的整个焦点的 focus 是在道德里。
We rightly want to emphasize that we are not saved by being good.
我们必须谈到律法的时候，我们必须一再的重申，基督徒永远不是通过遵守律法来得救的。
Because none of us can keep all the laws, none of us are sinless.
因为很明显的一件事情是，没有人能够通过遵循律法而得救，他没有这个能力。
But we, so it's right that we emphasize that we need to trust in Jesus and depend on Him.
所以当我们在讲论律法的时候，我们必须不断的强调。我们首先必须信靠基督，永远信靠天主。
But that means that too often we forget the importance of growing in our behavior to be more like God and to fulfill His laws for us.
但是当我们强调一点的时候，我们往往会扔掉另外。当我们强调信心不是靠行为的时候，我们往往会忽略我们基督徒需要在我们生命中展现出好行为，来彰显上帝的荣耀，来证明我们是被得救的。
And of course, there are some who deliberately say, "Well, if I believe in Jesus, it doesn't matter what I do."
甚至有一些使人跌倒的教训，就是只要你信靠基督，无论你做什么都没关系。
Never listen to those who say that.Kind of thing.
永远不要听这样邪恶的教导。
It is a lie of the devil.
这是来自于恶魔的谎言。
And Jesus says very clearly that what we do is very, very important.
整本圣经。基督耶稣在这里给我们看到教训是我们的行为是关键。
So verse 19 goes on to say that those who obey the law and teach the law to others will be considered great in the kingdom of God.
十九节在这里特别指出，无论何人遵行这诫命和教训的遵行，他在天国要称为大。
But those who disobey even the smallest of the commandments of the law will be least in
God. 但是如果有人废掉这诫命中最小的一条，就教训人去这样做，他在天国要称为最小。
And of course, chapter 5 says, and those like the scribes and Pharisees who blatantly disobey God's law will not even be.
同时他也警告，如果像文士和法利赛人这样公然违背上帝的教训，他们与天国是无分。
After all, the scribes and Pharisees murdered Jesus, who was sinless.
我们都知道，文士法利赛人鼓动群众将耶稣基督钉死在十字架上。
So God could not show grace to them or forgive.
他们是公然的违背上帝的。
Sometimes we find it difficult to fit our understanding of God's grace by which we are saved.
有些时候我们很难去调和上帝通过恩典来拯救
with the importance of our behavior.
同时要着重强调我们在今生今世的行为。
But I trust that today this passage can encourage us all to really set our standards to follow God's laws in all our behavior.
但是我希望通过今天的这两段经文呢，帮助我们旅行，我们基督徒得救了以后，如何以后我们赐给我们得救力量的基督耶稣和圣灵，来活出一个圣洁的生命。那我们一起来祷告。
Lord, we confess that we are sinful. We do ask for your forgiveness and cleansing in our lives. And we ask that you will strengthen us in our daily life to live for you and to honor you day by day in our behavior. And we thank you for the Holy Spirit who you have given us, who lives in us to guide us, to lead us in our thinking, heart and mind. And we thank you again for the salvation we have as we trust and follow you in Jesus' name.